Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Teas,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving some truth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time you may be listening to this podcast.
What's up, y'all? How you guys doing this week? What's popping? What's good? What's going on?
So, Telly, tell us about the tea from Carnival Weekend.
Girl, so I had a good time despite all the madness that happened, honey. Like, okay, so we got here, our costumes wasn't ready. So, and then the event they were supposed to go to Friday night was a total bust. Like, that juve was horrible. It wasn't nobody there at, like, o'clock in the morning. Yeah, like, we got there late because we was waiting for our costume. Costume wasn't made. We didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So, then they actually made our costume on Saturday, and we had to hunt them down for our costume, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I ain't calling. Check on the people to make sure that they had your costume ready.
They were supposed to, the distribution was on Friday. That's what, you know, they posted on.
Oh,
yeah, right.
So they even had nothing.
They ain't had nothing for us. They made it that day.
And y'all paid them
before? We had already paid them.
Hell no.
So and then they gave us a grandma bathing suit. Baby, everybody and their mama is naked out at Carnival.
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am. We cut them bad boys. Okay.
So y'all went through a lot.
We went through a lot, but we still had fun. Because the juve that we paid for on Friday night, since we didn't go to that, we ended up going to the juve on Saturday for the regular Miami Broadcast. When I tell you, baby, it was so much fun. It was bodies everywhere. So many fine, just specimens walking around. We got paint, powder, water.
You said juve or carnival?
Juve.
Okay.
It was, and I had all my little fishnets and my little bathing suit bottom, honey, and I was, listen. It has so much fun. And I walked in there and just started dancing. Somebody jumped on me as soon as I got in there. Just, hello, hi, how you doing? All right, great.
Love
but Carnival was fun. Despite all the things that we went through, we still had a good time. I still bust all type of wines. And was almost.
As long as you had a good time.
Right, but as far as that costume thing goes, yeah, I might be jumping with another troop because that was,
I don't blame you.
That was crazy, bro. I never in my life. And some people from different troops were getting dressed at Carnival because they just got their costume. Some people didn't even get their entire costume. Like, some people paid $500-$600.
That's why when y'all get stuff, y'all had to get that stuff a week in advance. Don't be waiting until the last minute because you never know. You never know.
Girl, one girl paid $600-$700 for her costume and only got the bra piece and like one little arm cuff. They didn't have the panty for her. They gave her her wings, but she said that looked kind of crazy too. And she came from New York to participate. So I done paid all this money, hotel and everything, and then you mean to tell me that I don't have my costume and I paid $600-$700 for that as well? I told her I would have tore up that whole house.
I would have too.
Everything. Excuse me. Y'all got to go. I'm so sorry. But I'm about to tear this whole thing down.
Okay. I want to know. Because you probably know. I don't know. What are the where do the wings come in place? Like, what is the significance of the wings and the feathers?
Girl.
Oh, okay.
I just. That's a shame because I don't. I know juve is the celebration before. Carnival, you know, before Carnival morning or whatever the case may be, Carnival day. But baby, I don't know nothing about the wings and stuff. It's pretty.
It is pretty. I will admit that.
But you know what? Let's do some research. I'm gonna go ahead and I'll let y'all know next episode.
Okay, next baby. Episode.
That was a good question, honey.
Okay.
But yes, other than that, other than the debacle with the costumes and things, we had a great time.
That's good. At least y'all had a great time. That's all that matters.
Yes, ma'am. Next year, bigger and better. Okay. In a different troop. Thank you. So,
alrighty then.
So, how was your week, Moody?
My week was chill, you know. You know, where I work at, you know. I'm just ready for the year to be over is all I have to say.
I know that's right. That's all I have to say.
Right. But other than that, everything's good. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm. See you making moves out here, huh?
Yeah, I was gonna announce it at the end of the podcast. But since you brought it up, the Pink Print Event Coordination is having a Saving Families Christmas Gala. It's going to be hosted by me and Plus Daddy, which is Plus Pierre. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at the Urban League of Broward County.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by my homegirl, Erica Powell. She's the CEO and founder of a nonprofit called One Family at a Time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have coming up. And I'm also planning my third annual networking event, NetGrow.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you're going to be busy in December, honey.
Yes, I'm going to be busy. The calm before the storm.
I know that's right.
The calm before the storm.
Yes, you're going to be very busy. So proud. So proud of you.
Thank you.
I shall be attending the gala.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm going to do it for them. Like, whatever I wear, you know I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, I know.
Got to.
Yes, man. I got to support you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, honey. Always, child. And this week, listen, y'all. So after Carnival, I didn't want to come back to work, but I got there. Ended up having to do a test at school. Then now I'm back in town in Miami. Hi, y'all. I'm just here.
Hi.
I'm here for a few more days. Got some business to attend to, but this week was crazy for me. Like, literally, I was still kind of like in my Carnival mindset on vacation. I did not want to be at work.
That's how I be. That's how I try not to get deep into vacation mode. Because when you come back, you're going to be all thrown off.
I was just like, let me make this quota and get out of here. Because I'm not here. But let's get into this ties with Telly. So, the shoe that I am highlighting to this week are the Cortezes. So, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yes. K-Dot.
Right. He has collabed with Nike before on some Cortezes,
mm-hmm.
But now he has one coming out actually today for $100. And
I support if I had it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Can you wait for another?
Not 400, 800, 100.
100?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 400.
No, I said 400.
No struggle. See, that's why I mess with you. You know, that's my Gemini twin.
I love me some Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, I love Kendrick.
So he has some Cortezes coming out. It's called House Shoes. So they're slip-on Cortezes. They're not the traditional with laces.
Okay.
They're slip-on. They're pretty cute. They're beige, orange, and blue. So, yeah, I didn't know that Cortezes was kind of like a staple in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. California, like,
oh,
to deal,
okay.
Yeah, right. So, him being from Compton, those shoes, when they first came out, it was kind of like gang-affiliated.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So, if you had on Cortezes,
that means you were part of a gang.
And if you had on Cortezes and you weren't a part of a gang, somebody was going to step to you.
How you
going to
tell somebody what to wear? These people out here, our people are just... We just be doing the most
sometimes. So, it was originally a running shoe. So, okay. Before Nike became Nike,
mm-hmm.
one of the founders, his name is Bill Bowerman,
mm-hmm.
he created a running shoe for the 1968 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't called Cortezes. It was called Concierge, some foolishness
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But he was going to, the Olympics happened in Mexico. So he started naming it Aztec. But okay. Adidas had a shoe that was called Aztec Gold. So they kind of got into like a battle about that. Yeah. Adidas was not having it, okay?
They're trying to get all their clothes right. from Nike.
Right. So they ended up naming it Cortez after the conquistador Hernandez Cortez, who defeated the Aztec Warriors. They so petty.
Okay.
They're petty. That was petty.
Petty, but smart at the
smart.
Same time.
So at that time, it wasn't named Nike. They were called Blue Ribbon Sports. Mm-hmm. And then they got the name Nike. They wanted a catchier name, so they renamed it Nike after the goddess of victory. It's a Greek name. So
okay.
Yes, child. So Cortez's was the thing. After they debuted it in 1972, like, baby. Everybody and their mama had it in the early 80s. It was in the Forrest Gump movie. I didn't know that.
Oh, the white shoes?
Yeah, the white shoes that his girlfriend gave him. Jenny gave him.
Oh, my God.
Right. Those were Cortez's. They had them in. They used to wear them in Seinfeld a lot.
Dang.
Right. One of the main characters.
Their promo was on point.
That's what somebody said. Their promo was on different points.
It's like we were so young, we really didn't understand what was going on, but... If you said it was on Forrest Gump and Seinfeld,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Right. And some of the B-boys, Crazy Legs, he used to wear. He said it was great for breakdancing and stuff like that. Right. So,
y'all
even Elton John had a pair.
These people been living their life before we got here. Child.
Right. So, Nike been on it, okay? They made the right moves at the right time to do whatever they had to
That's
do.
Why they Nike right now.
Hello. That's why they are a billion-dollar conglomerate. Like, they are... Kudos, my nigga.
Yes.
Kudos.
I'm trying to be like y'all. Not trying. I'm getting there.
Hello. No, you are going to be there.
Yes,
you are.
Amen. Yes.
Right there. It's all lining up. But yeah, y'all go ahead and check those things out. Like I said, Kendrick Lamar house shoes. There are Cortez's and they're only $100. They're slip on. You ain't got to worry about shoelaces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're hot. They look a little funny. When y'all see the picture, y'all be like, what? It looks kind of futuristic, but.
That's Kendrick all day.
Right. So.
Yes. So.
This topic that we're going to discuss. It may be touchy for some people. So sorry. Not really, though. We were brainstorming or whatever about topics.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about... Basically, sexual freedom
mm-hmm.
and how it pertains to women because they tend to put us in a box
mm-hmm.
when it comes to being quote unquote sexually free.
Mm-hmm.
They basically label us as whores.
Mm-hmm.
Because some women just want to have sex.
Yes.
And they often pair us with wanting a relationship. Because of the sex. And half the time, that's not what we want.
No.
I'm here to tell y'all niggas. That's not what we want most of the time. Now, some people outgrow that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know what? I'm ready to settle down. I did what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a vast majority who just want to fuck, buddy.
And you know what gets on my last nerves? I feel like guys want... the upper hand at all times.
Mm-hmm.
When they meet you, they probably already look at you as just a sex buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you tell them that's what you want, it's a oh no.
They don't want that.
Oh no.
Then you become bae.
It'd be like a oh no. Like, I just don't understand. And the reason, well, my reasoning behind just wanting, you know, to do extracurricular activities
mm-hmm.
is because being in a relationship takes a lot.
It does.
It takes a lot of truth. Not saying that I don't want to be in a relationship or I can't handle a relationship. I just feel like people our age and this generation lie like a mug. People that are in relationships cheat more.
Mm-hmm.
In married couples.
Right.
Step outside of the relationship and the marriage more than single people actually doing them.
Yes, they do, honey. They sure do.
So it's like... What's the point for me going psycho on you when you try me?
Right.
When we could just live peacefully, do what we got to do, and going on about our business.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. Like, I don't understand it. And it's crazy because, like I said, women get this stigma to where, oh, no, nah, she, if I'm fucking with her, she going to want to be with me. No, buddy. I don't.
Not all. It's some girls that be like, oh, we doing this.
So we together.
Which is understandable, but realistically, we can't control nobody. We can't say, oh, you got this, so you mine. You know what I mean? We can't do that. Even though we may like to do that, but it's not going to happen. So don't get your hopes wasted. None of that.
Even with the title, girlfriend, boyfriend, mm-hmm. fiance, and all that good stuff, like, you can still do what you want to do. You are still considered single, mm-hmm. even though you're in a quote-unquote relationship.
That is true, too, now. That's true.
Legally, nothing binds you. Unless you got that piece of paper, that's something totally different. But being single and being one with yourself, you know what you like, you know mm-hmm. what you like to do. I don't see the problem with it. I don't see. Men do it all the time.
They do. It's a stigma.
Men do it all the time. They slang. They pin from here to New York. Okay? And it's okay. But cause
and it's okay.
Right. Because I want to pop my thing from here to Zimbabwe, it's a problem. Okay? And something like, well, it's different because, you know, you have a woman has to, a man has to enter you and all this other. It's a connection. Oh, now it's a connection, though.
It's a connection.
But it's been there.
Exactly.
It's been a connection. So what are you saying?
I don't think they have a legit explanation to that. I just believe that they highly believe that it's okay for them and it's not okay for us.
Yeah, because society has painted it that way.
Okay, well, since we're talking about being free, mm-hmm. I want to know your honest opinion on Amber Rose's slut walk.
Okay.
Yes, explain. Because I don't want people to get it confused.
So the slut walk. First off, I think I would have named it something different. Uh-huh. Because slut is a word that you, is a negative mm-hmm. type of word, you know, that you would associate. I wouldn't associate my, even though she's trying to put a positive spin on it, I'm guessing. Me personally, I can understand what she's trying to do, but mm-hmm. I think the way she's going about it is not.
It's not.
Okay, like, honey, your promotion could be so much better.
Cause the thing
your marketing about, for it could be so much better.
Because the thing about it is, we know that niggas are dogs and mm-hmm. they do what they want to do. You don't see them around here formulating a walk of they can smash anybody that they need to smash.
Right, right, right.
What was the point of doing that?
I'm guessing it just shows that, you know, we had, like we were talking about now, sexual freedom. Like, just because we want to do what we want to do, doesn't mean that we're sluts or we're whores or the way we dress.
I've seen a video of a couple of people that walked at that, mm-hmm. at the slut walk. Mm-hmm. And the way they was talking mm-hmm. made them, it was, I wish I could like pinpoint the video to you guys, but basically they were saying they was proud of being such and such, which I could understand in a way, mm-hmm. but it's just the way that they was putting it, like, I can fuck you, then I can fuck you, then I can fuck you, and then it was just all over the place. There's ways of doing certain things, mm-hmm. and I understand being blunt is okay, but goddamn. Right. You get me? Like,
you're so stupid.
Like,
I mean, like I said, as far as the word slut, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have used that.
But the thing about it is slut and hoe, it's kind of in the same.
I wouldn't say a hoe walk neither. That's a, should we on the hoe stroll?
Basically.
When you see, exactly, and when you think about a hoe stroll, what you think about it?
The prostitute.
Exactly my point. So I wouldn't say let's go on the hoe stroll. You get what I'm saying? Just like I wouldn't say let's go on the slut walk. Mm-hmm. What?
Well, let's talk about sexual freedom and music as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because, the you know, City Girls from the 3 High Go.
City Girls from the 305. Get a, listen, get a pretty face, they guys. Period.
Okay, so in their album, they was talking about men sexually free, using men, doing mm-hmm. this, doing that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of men felt some type of way. And girls, like, you know, people in general are saying, well, you guys have been degrading us, saying you're going to do this and that.
Right.
But when the City Girls do it, it's a problem.
Right.
What do you feel about that?
Listen, I love the City Girls. Okay. I love that album. That is my, listen, getting ready, baby, turn that bad boy up. I love the City Girls. But I'm with them. Like, y'all, it's been derogatory comments about women mm-hmm. in rap for as the beginning of time, since mm-hmm. rap has started. So just because we're now being sexually free mm-hmm. and saying we gonna, you want this, run me my money. Okay.
Okay.
Or, you know, this is what I want to, you know, this is what I want to do to you or whatever the case may be. I don't see nothing wrong with it. run me my cash. Where the bag at?
But isn't that a form of prostitution?
It is.
That's where the confusion comes
in. It is. But at the same time, they're going to pay for it.
Whether
you are just dating me, mm-hmm. quote unquote, mm-hmm. or because we have a title, you still paying for it.
It's the way we put things.
Yeah, right. So perspective.
Yes, perspective. I agree.
So because she's saying straight out, run me my check before we do anything.
Lord,
right, run me my check.
Basically, period.
Because y'all gonna be, even if we were in a relationship, you still gonna run me this check. Mm. You're still gonna buy me whatever I want, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna go to Gucci and all that. I'm just telling you up front. This is what I want.
I like Coach, by the way.
Okay, hello. If that's what you want to do, I'm just saying you want to get this.
I'm an old school soul now.
You want to pay these for these bundles. You gonna pay for them anyway if we together.
True.
So. And then dudes brag about paying us for it anyway. In their rap songs.
They do. They really do. Especially Rick Ross, I love you, but he like, oh, I took a Santorini Greece. Okay, Ross, okay.
Mm-hmm. They be trying to take you out to eat. They try to feed you. Take you on shopping sprees. And all that leads to what?
The bedroom. This is what I'm saying. It's like, people be doing things mm-hmm. unconsciously.
Right.
And then they get mad when somebody bring it to the forefront.
Right.
Just how when you want to just be sexually free and mm-hmm. you don't want no strings attached. Mm-hmm. But when you bring it to the light verbally, it's an offense.
Right.
Then the world we living in is just...
They clutch their pearls. I never... Yes, the hell you have. Yes, the hell you have. Okay. Listen, y'all have been out. And you know what's funny to me? A lot of women, or even men, they be like, I don't do that. I've always been in a relationship. Girl, some of them dudes, you were in a relationship with them. Yeah. They weren't in one with you.
They wasn't.
You were sliding, sis. You was with this guy for 3 days, and then the week after, you was with another guy. You mean to tell me that was your boyfriend? Both times? Girl, no.
Jesus.
No.
On the man.
And it's okay. Like, just be real with what you got going on.
Some people, this is what we have a problem with. Some people don't know how to be real. They can't be real.
Facts.
We have to realize that, because they... And it's like, you be... I'm gonna be completely transparent. I don't care.
Come on, transparency.
I don't care how nobody feels. Mm-hmm. But some people will look at you and see something that they want. Mm-hmm. So they'll try to, you know, be around you. But at the same time, them being around you gets them offensive. Mm-hmm. You want this. Mm-hmm. But you feel some type of way when you're trying to get it, or when you're... I don't understand. People, these people...
You're not. You're not going to understand, honey. It's crazy. Me personally, I just feel like, don't pretend. Mm-hmm. Don't pretend that you really want to, quote-unquote, be in a relationship with me, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. You got to finesse me to do anything. Because at the end of the day, when I first saw you, buddy, it was, either I'm going to fuck you or I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? First day, off rip, he probably could get it. When you gonna get it is the question.
When?
It could be first day.
Yes, it could.
Or it could be 6 months from now.
It could be.
It just depends.
Hey, and you know what else I want to talk about?
What?
You know how they be like, women wait 3 months or 6 months.
Child.
Listen, he gonna leave you whether you do it the first day, the second day, the first month, third, whatever.
Next year.
I know of this dude who was dating this girl for 6 months straight. He only stayed because he wanted to get it. And then when he got it,
he was gone. Yeah. Most dudes do that.
Listen, do it for you. If you want it,
you get it.
Do it for you. If he leave, oh well, on to the next.
Now then there's rare ones who tell you, nah, we can't do it yet because, you know, emotionally, I'm not on that level. You get what I'm saying?
Which is not a problem.
Which is great. Those are unicorns, though. That is rare.
Yes, those are unicorns.
And then I think the roles reverse. Then the women be like, oh no, I got it. Bag, I got to bag that.
I think so.
Gotta bag it. Listen. But like you said, do it for you. If that's what you want to do, okay? If you want to do it on the first night, you go right on ahead, honey. Okay? If he like you, he gonna stay around. If he don't, it is what it is.
And I know people who did it on the first date and it's still together.
Right. In relationships, married.
It just depends. Just be safe.
Please. Protection.
We talking about this, but listen.
Be safe out
Miami
here.
Miami is I think number one in the country.
I think it's the top. I know Louisiana is too.
Listen. We talking about freedom, but at the same time.
Be free and smart.
There you go.
Use your brain. Use your thinking cap, okay?
Yes.
And all the caps that are around.
Listen.
Trojan, One, Lifestyle, Durex, all of them.
All of them.
Just use that. And even if you need to use, listen, spermicide is there, okay? They got the female condom. Use them. I'm trying to tell you. Because you don't want something that you can't give back, okay?
Definitely.
Or you can't cure.
Definitely.
Because it's out here. Running rampant.
And you would never know. Listen, I used to work in the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. I used to work at the pharmacy near Bear Harbor Shop. So, mind you, I was around the Ritz folk 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
People would come in there for HIV pills, AIDS pills, gonorrhea pills, and they look like...
Nothing's wrong.
Not even nothing's wrong. They are the most attractive motherfuckers.
Yeah, they be fine.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, I understand... Spare the moment.
Heat in the moment.
You mean heat. Mm-hmm. You just be feeling it. But sometimes you really gotta sit down and think, is this worth it? Is it worth it? It's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
You get what I'm saying? So, it's good. Listen, I used to say, you have to be selective.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we used to say back in the day, DTF? Down to fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I used to always say, I'm selectively DTF.
Right.
Okay?
Ain't got to do everything in sight, but
be safe
with it. You know what I'm saying? And if he ain't got it, or if she ain't got it, listen, y'all, somebody better have it. Or y'all go to the store and go get it.
Please. Listen, have that on deck just in case, because niggas will try.
Girl.
They will try.
Some dudes don't want to use, but
they don't.
Why? They don't want to use protection. I understand the feeling. It's not the same. Uh-huh. Blah, 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 blah. But it's not going to feel the same when you're in the clinic neither.
Listen.
When you burning on fire, that's definitely not going to feel the same. Whether you can cure it or not. Bruh. Listen. Uh-uh. Like we said, be safe out here, boy. Be safe.
Please be safe.
Don't be foolish. You could be out here free as a bird. But we'll put your caps on, okay?
Man, I must say I am blessed, cause I know y'all be like, hey, remember when we first came out with this podcast? People thought we was gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Because even on the live video I did, and he was like, oh, I thought you was. I said, no, baby, no. I don't put everybody, if it's not serious, I'm not going to put a nigga on my page.
Right.
And it's just a phase.
Right. That's like
me. I don't promote niggas like that.
Everybody, like, just like everybody can't meet my daddy. Everybody, y'all can't see everybody neither.
Because my daddy be ready to meet.
Listen, my daddy don't play no games, honey. And I don't have the time. My daddy has met 2 people ever that I have ever dated.
My daddy only met one.
And one of them was by default because he had to bring me my Christmas gift. Okay, and I was at my daddy's house. But other than that, like literally, my first love was my first serious boyfriend. And that's who my daddy met. After that, my daddy hasn't met no one.
Same here.
So, if my daddy ain't meeting, what make you think that I'm finna show y'all?
Girl. Listen, my life is not your entertainment right now. My business is your entertainment, but not my personal life. I'm sorry. Right. This is why I respect Beyonce, Jay-Z, even though they got a little slip up with the elevator and then shit started to come out. Shit happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even Beyonce. It was her sister. The sister was fed up. She was like, Beyonce, you need to lose your shit. I understand. That's what sisters are for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But other than that, I respect how they handled their situation, dog. And then she told y'all about the situation through her music, which got her even more money. That's what true artistry is. Mm-hmm. It's like you could do certain things, but if you want that cash, you want to keep that class flow coming in, put it in the song.
That's right.
Put it into something creative.
Right.
You feel me? Beyonce is just, I love her.
Who doesn't? Well, a lot of people don't, but I love her as well, honey. She is a visionary, and she does the damn thing.
She does. That lady right there. Like, I know she got, because she like, Beyonce is Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no other Beyonce. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. That's that. Like Michael Jackson.
And she knows that. So imagine all the weight she got on her shoulders. You get what I'm saying? It's just a lot. Because when you're in, okay, we not finna get in no Beyonce right now.
Sorry, y'all.
Because I was just about to go in, but you know, we on sexual freedom and things like that.
It's okay. It's okay, friend. You just got real passionate. He was like,
yes, I love her. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. So but yeah, y'all. We're not going to, just for the record, just to be clear, no, we are not gay. Nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. No. But we are heterosexual.
I like what I like.
I like peen. Okay?
Yes.
That is attached to an actual body.
I like men that are not a trade.
Yeah, no trades here. No trades at all.
I'm sorry, y'all. But I just want to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it is what it is. Some dudes are trades, and if you don't know what trades are, they are men who sleep with other men, but kind of like trade favors for money and stuff like that. Is what that's
oh,
what
that's
that,
what it is?
That's what that trade comes from. You know, straight men trade money for, you know, a lot of. Yeah.
What? I didn't know it was a deeper definition. Mm-hmm. I just don't want nobody that's undercover. That's mm-hmm. what I mean.
But I'm saying that is what trade means to.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Cause you know on that Drake set, that Drake song, she said
I got a new boy and a nigga Drake.
Nah, I don't want that. No. I love you, babe. I love Drake, but I don't want no Drake now.
You're so stupid.
I'll just be honest.
I hate you so much.
I'll just be honest.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being honest, friend. This is what we're here for. It's the honesty.
I can't do nothing but be honest. It's my honest, you know.
We're not trying to offend anybody. We're just saying what we like.
Yes, I like.
Okay.
I like them like.
Straight.
Yeah. With a strong arm.
Super, boy. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. I cannot.
But yeah, y'all, it's like, you know, I be low key with my relationships. Even if I'm talking to somebody, y'all would never know. What for? It's not. I be giving them the test of all hell. Okay.
She sure do.
If I don't see that it's gonna work, then it's. Okay. So no.
I'm not gonna take, like, I don't know. You've seen Love Is. Mm-hmm. Right. So, we were talking, me and Mika was talking about that on the review. And mm-hmm. basically, we were saying that some dude, some like some girls wouldn't even have stayed with Yasir. All of what he had going on.
But that's how you know the love was real.
I know. And that's the beautiful thing about it.
And the thing about it is that you got to be well, because certain situations may happen like that where the love is not real. Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to decipher mm-hmm. the real from the fake.
Yes.
Because I thought I had real love back in the day, and that shit was fake as fuck.
Girl, who you telling? You already know. You already know. I thought I was.
And this I don't understand. People are funny, though. I know some of y'all women feel me, but have you ever, like, somebody left you for somebody else, and then when the shit goes sour,
they come back?
They want to call you and vent and stuff?
Girl.
Why you hollering? And then telling me how hurt and how this and how that you feel.
But I was hurt when you did it to me.
Exactly. So.
What? Remember when you did it to me?
Remember?
You don't remember
but
that?
But I don't think they do. So I was just listening, like.
They have selective memory.
Ooh, yes. That is exactly what it is.
You have selective memory. They want to remember what they want to remember.
And I'm just listening like, look how God works.
He got my revenge for me. Yes. I didn't have to do nothing.
Listen.
I didn't even have to touch.
I was so, listen. I was already free from him, but that was like the icing on the cake right there. I was like, oh, baby, okay.
Mm-mm, child. I always get the I'm sorry's, but those I'm sorry's don't lead to anything for me. So I just be like, why are you wasting my time? Somebody is hard, like right now, hard down, upset with me because I don't want to go on a date with them.
They'll be all right. You know what was funny too?
What?
See, I almost forgot what the fuck I was going to say. I asked him, why are you calling me telling me this?
Right.
Like every time you're going through something, you call me. Why? Mm-hmm. We barely see each other. Like, why call me? He was like, oh. You just feel like home base to me. You just feel like my safe place. I ain't that safe, bitch, if you ain't with me.
My God, I almost threw this phone. Shit. I'm not that safe, huh?
I'm not that safe.
Because you would have been with me if I was your safe place.
Yes. That's what I would have thought, you know?
Nope. Yeah, niggas is...
I don't understand y'all, but you know.
It is what it is. It mm-hmm. is what it is, honey. At the end of the day... They're going to do what they want to do, just like we can do.
What the fuck we want
to do. We want to do. Okay? Freedom, freedom.
Freedom.
Like Beyonce say, freedom. Where are you?
And you guys, it's the saying that we want to be sexually free is not saying that we don't want to be in relationships, so we don't mm-hmm. want to get married, because that would be false. Oh, that would be incorrect.
I'm a husband with 2.5 kids and a picket fence.
What's 0.5?
I'll be pregnant with.
Oh, one. Lord.
While the other two are out.
So you just want to fast forward to 2.5. Oh, Lord.
Yes. We do want to have relationships. We want to get married. We want. Who doesn't want to fall in love? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Or experience real love. Let me rephrase that. Yeah. Who doesn't want to experience real love?
Well, I just pray that I have my first child before I get 35 and be married by then, because after 35, I'm saying fuck it. I'm giving up.
Girl, I'm on the train with you, I'm guessing, because I'm 39 and I don't have any children.
And it's like, I just don't want to have children by anybody. I just don't want to right. have a child just to say I have a child.
Right.
Because I know many people who do that. And that's not me. That's not Mooney.
I just need, even if I do have a child with someone and we are not together, I just want to be reassured that you will be in your child's life. Yeah. Like, you will be a present person in your child's life. I don't want to have to hunt you down to take care of my child, because then I'm going to slap you in
the throat. Exactly. See, this is why.
But all in all, we just hope that marriage and children come as a package deal.
Amen. Amen.
That right there.
I completely agree. Well, let's get on to the untapped essentials of this episode. Mm-hmm. I had a little far and wide for this.
Come on, far and wide.
Because it's like, I wanted to say the right thing, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to say nothing too offensive. But this is what it is. The Untapped Essentials for this episode, we'll let y'all know the title when y'all see it. Sexual freedom is about choice. It's the freedom to say yes as well as no.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes, you did good. I did good.
You know, because I ain't want to put something too much. They be like, what the hell? Oh. But I wanted to draw you guys into the episode. So that is the perfect quote for this episode. Mm-hmm. Sexual freedom is about choice. It's the freedom to say yes as well as hell no. Mm-mm. Because, baby.
That's a lot of no's that goes through. They get passed out.
Women, if we wanted to, men too, because some people be throwing.
So, yeah, some dudes say no.
But
shut up.
I say no.
Some dudes do say no.
But y'all just have to learn to be decipher, be safe, because it's a lot going on, y'all. We got a whole lot to think about in the world, and we don't need, you know, we don't need that stress. Because that stress is some serious. Them pills is expensive.
It changes your whole life.
It does.
There's a lot of things you can't do. You know,
you can't be as free as you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to be mindful. Because the smallest cut or the, you know what I'm saying? This thing can make you sick or make someone else
Jesus.
Sick.
Jesus. That's some scary shit.
So, the freedom to say yes or the freedom to say no. And please, 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 wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Wrap it up.
Please.
Get tested every year, every 6 months. If you can't do it every 6 months, do it every year. Just get tested and be mindful of who you're with. Seriously, guys, this is real. It's really, really, really real.
Mm-mm. Yes, child, but that was a good quote. Give it to him one more time.
One more again. Sexual freedom is about choice. It's the freedom to say yes as well as no.
That's right. You got some tea for us? Because I ain't got no tea, honey. My teacup is...
Oh, Lord. This is some sensitive tea for me because I'm conflicted with my Gemini twin, Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Rubs your shoulder. Okay.
It's like he too goddamn smart for his own good.
I think his genius has caused him to go insane.
Yeah. That's the perfect explanation. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Trump is a Gemini, too. Mm-hmm. I don't like that motherfucker, but he a Gemini. I gotta... That's why they get along so well, but it's like, bruh. And the thing about it is because, mm-hmm. you know, media today, especially white media, news people, they show you what they want you to see. They don't show you what is really going on, what he really say. But Kanye doesn't watch what the fuck that comes out his mouth. He say what he say, he say how he say, he don't care. That's mm-hmm. just who he is.
Right.
So sometimes what he say could be taken... the wrong way, because I even take it the wrong way, mm-hmm. and sometimes he really don't mean that. Mm-hmm. Just like when he did that thing when he was like, slavery was a choice, and he was going back and forth with the people at, what's the name of that thing?
TMZ.
They didn't show the clip where he was apologizing, or where he was like, oh, my brother this, he said, I feel you, and I'm sorry. They don't show that part.
Yeah,
they
show the part. Well, what he said, and that was it, so they can get the views and the likes and the reactions.
And then the only reason why I feel like Kanye is continuing on this tirade mm-hmm. is because people is not really getting the full story. Mm-hmm. So he's continuing to just try to prove his point, and it's making it worse, and it's really not making it better. Mm-hmm. Because people just look at him like, you crazy. But the ones that have their third eye open is like, what is really going on? But I ain't gonna get too much. That's my tea for the day. I ain't getting in too deep because y'all know I get deep. I be in another zone.
That's right. You got to be sometimes, especially in this day and age. Yeah. You got to think outside the box, around the box.
Look, I don't know if Kanye trying to run for president. I don't know what's going on. But Kanye, I love you. I just want you to chill, bro. Just chill, bro. Just chill. Because that other video he came out with for the porn people, with them big old shoulders, with that other boy that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Kanye trying to keep up with the
times.
Yeah, I understand, bro, but goddamn, just be you. We love you for who you was before.
College dropout, Kanye.
See, everyone since you got with them Kardashians, something ain't right.
They say it's a curse.
It is a curse.
They say all the men.
Every man that come around them go crazy.
Go nuts.
And y'all still go at them. That's y'all problem. That ain't mine.
Is Travis Scott crazy? He with Kylie, right?
But he Kylie Scott been a little
Kylie. Well, she's not really a Kardashian. Kardashian.
All them hoes.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note, thank you guys for listening.
Talk about first self-made billionaire my ass.
We appreciate you. I'm not even doing this well today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Brunch Cheese. Please be sure to follow us on all of our social media. Facebook and Twitter, Brunch Tees. Instagram, Brunch Tees _. And we are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Pocket Cast. Listen.
Overcast, Radio Public, Breaker. We on everything.
We on everything, my dude. If you can stream it, we on it.
We gonna get the work on Tidal. We ain't on Tidal yet, but we getting there.
Listen. Yeah, that's about the only one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn now everything. Okay? Damn now. Okay? If you can stream it, we own it. Okay. So thank you again for tuning in to this episode of Brunch Tease. And we will be back next week with what?
More heat for them ears. And you guys, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all for listening each and every week. We appreciate the new listeners, the old listeners. We just appreciate y'all.
Period, yes.
For being on this journey with us ranting and things like that. You know?
Yes, this is definitely a journey. And like it's, if you have any questions, comments, or tea, please mm-hmm. be sure to write us at brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, guys.
All right, I'll let y'all later or whatever and things.